This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
And we're just the organic American people standing up. Some of the people saying, people in the government, they go, we know some agency or group's funding you. There's no way you did this. I've been doing this 20-plus years, and I grew up around parents that were history buffs, and my mom has a degree in history, and then family that had been in the Army and been in other agencies and would later just hear how evil the government was and how they're shipping the drugs in, and they got a program to sexualize the kids, and, you know, it's horrible, and they're kicking the good factions out. And you're like 5 years old, you know, hearing people talk about this stuff, and then you just grow up and you see it and you decide to fight it. So I studied InfoWar and how they operate, and I've done a half-assed job, but I've been doing it 22 years, one of the only people doing it, so now it's had a big effect. But now everybody's waking up. And Kevin Shipp's one of the highest-level CIA whistleblowers ever. Listeners need to know, FBI source, just like we have this high-level CIA source, we don't make these sources up. Sometimes my source is the president, though they really try to keep him from calling me, and I've missed more calls than I've gotten. Vegas shooter found with Antifa literature, photos taken in the Middle East. I mean, that's directly from people. And now we looked it up. Two cops reportedly part of that engagement in the hospital. And they say he was shot dead. He didn't kill himself. But for liability purposes, I guess they just say that. But the big thing they're mad about, this is from folks that have given me really good info, is that he had this literature everywhere and was all whacked out. Or was he set up? I mean, we don't know. It's all so confusing. All we know is the left is ready to blame conservatives, all white males, and Trump, and won't cover any Islamic terror attacks. In the last time we have, sir, what else do you want to impart to folks? And again, thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you, Alex. I think it's best to sum it up like this, what we're dealing with. There's a verse in Ephesians I followed for some time. It goes like this. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So we're seeing this kind of spiritual wickedness in high places in government and in globalism, and these people will stop at nothing to accomplish what their goal is. And I want people to understand that the solution is programs like yours. The solution is people coming out like we are. And the solution is not to fear your government and not to fear the shadow government, but to come out using our constitutional freedoms and speak out and make this thing public.
Bottom line, you're saying sunshine, sunshine, sunshine.
That's right. That's it. Right on the money. Sunshine is the greatest antiseptic, as they say.
Well, I've seen you do a few other interviews. You never even plug your book, but you've risked your life, and people should read it and know it and donate to the library afterwards. Again, tell folks about your book and how they get it.
They can get my book by going on Amazon.com. If they want to contact me directly, they can send me a Gmail at intelligencehour@gmail.com. That's intelligencehour@gmail.com, and I can let them know how to get a signed copy.
And from the company of shadows, I know you speak at a few conferences and things, and obviously for security purposes you don't do a lot, believe me, I understand, but it'd be great to have you to Austin. We've had Mr. Benny here before, and that was interesting. It was also interesting being followed to dinner. I mean, it's like a real James Bond movie. It's just crazy, but again, I think there's more of us than there are of them, just to the general public, don't you agree?
I agree. I think there's much more of us than there are of them, and I don't think they realize the number of us that are out there. I think that's their biggest miscalculation.
And I think they've taken our kindness for weakness and just,
yes.
I mean, people have really been pushed over the edge now. I mean, I just don't think they understand if they really have a coup of Trump, I want stability. I don't want a civil war, and I don't want to see a bunch of dead globalists. But, man, I'm not dumb, and I predicted a lot of stuff. I guarantee you, if they killed Trump or started a hot war, I don't care where they go. They're deader than a doornail.
They take Trump out, there's going to be a reaction, I think, and a big one.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us, Mr. Shipp, Kevin Shipp. Thank you. And again, I want to get you back anytime you want to come on or anytime. I mean, how often can we call you and get you on?
you get me on any time, Alex, and I'd be glad to come down to Austin. Just let me know. You can go through Brent, my producer, and be glad to do that.
Let's bring you and Brent and the whole family if you want to Austin. Let's get you in studio. Hey, I'll let you host the show a couple days if you want. God bless you. Godspeed, sir. We'll be right back with Matt Bracken, who predicted it all. Stay with us.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Well, less than 24 hours ago, Matt Bracken, 19 hours ago, was on air with us, warning that he believed there would be an imminent terror attack on a large gathering event like a football game or a rock concert, and that this would signal more attacks that would start happening as part of the October/November surprise that the Democrats have openly said they're going to launch, begin killing Trump supporters, killing police officers, killing members of Congress. They've had high-level Democratic operatives, even on CNN, saying, hashtag hunt Republicans. So this has all been testing, like a parrot tests its perch. Let me tell you something. I was there with 3 military guys who were all former operators, okay, and at the shooting range yesterday. And they see a Muslim man with 5 women in hijabs. Then I leave, and the same man leaves and says, hi, Alex, knows who I am, and more women come in hijabs. Our guys decided to stay there and watch. 2 more groups came in. They asked the folks, so they said, you ever seen this guy here before? And they're like, yeah, he's never come in dressed like this. He's never come in with other people, but here he is. And they basically said, the biggest group, I talked to them previously, they see coming in now are Democrats. And this is a really high-end place. And I said, multi-story. And I said, well, are they converting, waking up? And he goes, no. He goes, they got a Second Amendment right, too. He goes, no, our biggest group now is liberals. And they think a war is coming. And so everybody's just kind of like this when they're there. I mean, purple hair, you name it. I mean, it is, we're so beyond screwed. They don't get, yeah, see, you want guns for a bad government. See, we can have guns now. You understand why you want them? There's no logic. They just tune into Saturday Night Live and they call us all white supremacists and say we should all die. And that the president cut off aid to Puerto Rico. Total lie. It's been piling up for 2 weeks. And you see it, and now you see this attack. Now, I, of course, on Friday, laid out the whole plan. I said, I believe they're coming in October. I don't believe it's November 4th, like they said. Drudge linked to Paul's article where they're saying they're going to start killing everybody November 4th. I mean, imagine if Charlie Manson had hundreds of thousands of followers or millions of supporters, and he was saying everywhere, November 4th is the day of doom. The day of doom is coming November 4th. We will march out and kill the conservatives and kill the judges and kill the police officers and kill the talk show host and kill the military. And we will go forth into their recruiting centers and we will go forth into their churches and we will kill them. And then the church gets attacked last week by the Sudanese and people get run over and killed in Canada and stabbed, Allah Akbar. in France. I mean, it's multiple times a day. Hell, before the midnight passes today, will we see more attacks? I said to Matt yesterday in an hour-long interview, I said, I almost expect something today. It's October 1st. The October Revolution, that's when they really took Moscow. It's when they started to win. Knife men yelling Allah Akbar. And now, I got this from the same sources in the hostage rescue team, which is really made up of a roving group of military, not roving, rotating, that they went in with the police as well, and then he shot at them, and then they took him out. Now, even mainstream media, hours after we reported it, has the transcripts, and this is coming up at the bottom of the hour. Matt Bracken will ride shotgun with us. The two officers were shot, engaging him in the hotel, up to the room, and that also that there was gunshots on the transcript before the detonation. And that was my intel. It's pure bull. He was killed by the hostage rescue team after he shot officers, just what I told you hours ago. The first hour, the Kitwin wrote an article about it, and that there was just Antifa crap everywhere and Islamic stuff and photos of him and his wife in the Middle East. We then searched it, found out they found her on Facebook in the Middle East. So we're going to Matt Bracken right now. That's just some of the background. He'll ride shotgun with us for the rest of the hour. And then David Knight's going to pop in with breaking news at the bottom of the hour. But Matt Bracken, we're here. It's October. It's 2 months after Matt's on the road at a friend's house today. We appreciate him doing it. Here we are months later, and they're doing it. It's happening. I believe this is the signal of the new civil war. They're attacking right-wingers, I believe, to then hope that they can then stage attacks against themselves and have it be plausibly believable that they're trying to manipulate us into a confrontation. And that's what my CIA, FBI, Army and other contacts that I've called today believe, and the former high-level CIA individual who used to run major operations, who I had on just in the last hour, was saying, what is your analysis of this as a former Navy SEAL anti-terrorism expert?
Well, we don't really know yet much about this guy. There's a lot of conjecture out on the Internet. I've seen the YouTube videos. You've probably seen them, where a guy that's supposedly Stephen Paddock in August was at an anti-Trump rally wearing the pink NASA shirt with the pink pea hat. And if that's the case, then that would lend a lot of – that would dovetail with what you're saying. But I've also seen that he was a hunting enthusiast and a pilot.
But his brothers come out and said he was not into hunting.
Okay, then that's a false report this morning.
Well, understand, I have sources that were there, not involved in it, in the shooting, but were behind him, and they say that there was Antifa crap everywhere, and that his girlfriend was going to the Middle East. That's now been confirmed.
Yeah, if the guy was handed an AK-47, it takes virtually no training to lean out of a window and, you know, shoot at 30,000 people that are herded together. Ladies wearing the hijabs at the gun range yesterday, you know, all they need to do is learn how to put a magazine in, work the safety, and pull the trigger. They don't need to learn how to clean the weapon or zero the rifle, anything like that. At the type of contact ranges they would be talking about, it would be like in a mall or a, you know, concert venue. But this guy obviously had 20 or 30 magazines preloaded, shot out the window, and just fired almost straight down at the crowd. It really comes down to who is this guy. If he's an anti-Trumper.
Let me tell you, it's not confirmed. Exactly. It's not confirmed. His father, Patrick Benjamin Paddock, was a convicted bank robber who escaped federal prison, tried to run over FBI agents with his car, and then he basically, the son is like a cop hater, and that's how he got into Antifa and got in with the Islamists. What do you make of that?
Yeah, it's certainly plausible. If the guy in the videos at the anti-Trump rally wearing the NASA shirt, the NASA shirt kind of dovetails with living previously in Melbourne, Florida. You know, visiting Cape Canaveral is one of the things you do in Melbourne. It's like the local, you know, one of the big local tourist spots and, you know, employers, obviously. But
let's get down to brass tacks. Brad, I'll let you give your analysis. You've been predicting just this. Just last night, hours before it happened, you said they're going to shoot into a stadium or something like this. But you thought it'd be against the leftists to get them all being the victims. Instead, it's a bunch of right-wing white folks predominantly at a country music concert.
Right. I think the shooter is probably, if he is a left winger, he's driven predominantly by rage and hate. So he hates these, you know, deplorable pro-Trump, you know, white Christian patriotic types To them, they are, to him, they are the devil. So firing straight at them would be a way to instigate and trigger a civil war in the hopes that conservative right-wingers will retaliate in kind against, say, Antifa or Black Lives Matter. This is sort of the Steve Scalise shooting on steroids. This is somebody trying, you know, doing his part to shake the tree, to cause more rotten apples to fall out, you know, attempting to trigger Civil War II. That's the goal. And remember, the people that are trying to trigger Civil War II don't care who wins Civil War II. That's besides the point. If America is embroiled in a civil war, it will be taken out of action on the world stage. It will be a non-player. It will be completely inward-focused for the next 5 or 10 years. I call Civil War II Bosnia times Rwanda. You know, that's the type of,
China,
effects we're going
to have. The EU, all the globalist groups are funding it to take this resurgence of America off the stage. They were planning to put Hillary in all along to finish that so that globalism could win, and now it's been sabotaged because of patriots in the general public, but also in what you call the deep state. Matt Bracken has been absolutely, totally on target. We're going to come back and get the next shoe to drop from him straight ahead. Then David Knight's coming up. Also have a hotline number I'm going to give out for any eyewitnesses or people with intel to call our line so we know more. Stay with us. This is the InfoWar, and the broadcast doesn't just end today. We have another broadcast after.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
If you have unpaid tax debt to the IRS that you can't pay, please hear this special notice. Specially approved IRS relief programs designed to aid delinquent taxpayers are now in effect that can significantly improve your financial situation. Depending on your circumstances, you may qualify to have your tax problem resolved in your favor and may even have your back taxes reduced by thousands or eliminated entirely. A relief hotline has been established by Community Tax for you to call and see if you qualify at 800-908-4758. If you owe the IRS back taxes that you can't afford to pay, don't let the IRS trick you into thinking you have no way out. Our highly accredited tax professionals will let you know what you qualify for and how much you can save. We may be able to stop all liens, garnishments, levies, and save you thousands. Call and see if you qualify for this taxpayer relief at 800-908-4758. 800-908-4758. That's 800-908-4758. Community Tax. Who's your tax guy?
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream Media. Brother. Mainstream Media. Government cover us. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay. Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL, counterterrorism expert, best-selling author, is our guest. Balance of the hour. We've got breaking news with David Knight popping in at the start of the next segment. I've got some of the police transmissions that dovetail with what we were told. They went in. He was shooting at them through the door. They shot him. That's on the transcripts. And they lied and said that he killed himself so the police and people don't get in trouble. But that's not the news. That's just a little tidbit. The news is there was ISIS and Antifa crud all over the room. And what this is with a lot of these guys is it's a big sex party. That's what the left does. And it's like, oh, you're a big celebrity. And they keep saying, when are you going to attack? When are you going to kill? Matt Bracken was just talking about that yesterday, these videos of Hispanics saying to the white knights, you know, you're just full of crap. You know, whites are bad. Go kill whites. Show us what you're going to do. And that's what the media is saying. When they look at Trump, he blocked Puerto Rican aid because they weren't white. Totally made up. You know, but he gave it to Houston that was all white, 70% not white. Just crazy and just no news when a Sudanese goes and shoots a bunch of Christians and kills one. And he says, oh, because they're white. I mean, imagine if that happened to black folks. It'd be all over the news. This is how they're hyping this up to really be a civil war against white people. And that somehow that's going to be under the whole Marxist-Leninist system, and that's what they've done in other countries, is foment that uprising. I don't see it working. I don't see it being successful. But they are building at a crescendo right now towards that in October and November. And notice I kept saying October's almost here. And just building up to it. October 1st hit, ISIS attacks, Al-Qaeda attacks, all over the world, attacks here. And then the left is everywhere going, white male, see a white male. You can see them even saying, you're going to be the white males, we can blame them. And then the fallback position is that, you know, that you're with ISIS because you joined them 2 months ago. That way, when once our revolution takes place, you'll be a martyr in it, honey, and you're ready. I'm so proud of you. You know, too bad you were diagnosed with that brain tumor. But you're going to show everyone. So you can just see how they get this all set up. It'll be like Gran Torino. You're going to be a hero at the end, baby. Now kill those white bastards. Okay? So, I mean, you can really see the mind control. You take your Halcyon. That's just a scenario. I might as well put one out here because everything points towards that. ISIS taking responsibility. They don't take responsibility generally unless they've really done it. Matt Bracken, what's the next shoe to drop? What do you expect? Because the left is calling for civil war.
Well, they're trying in every way that they can to instigate it. And again, the point is not necessarily to establish a communist government like that traitor West Point now lieutenant would like to see. The goal is just to embroil the United States in a bloody civil war, Rwanda times Bosnia.
So the globalists can take over and establish their communist EU worldwide.
Correct. And they don't even care if it works out that way or if it just works out as, you know, feudal vassal states, city states like we discussed last night, where they're the, you know, the kings of their little emirates and city states and we're the peasants and serfs. But
yeah, they want to radicalize leftist areas, as they say in globalist documents, to be like EU globalist centers that have other centers. They just want control of theirs because they know they're being made a regional party, the Democrats.
Right.
So they just want to fully cement that.
And it works completely well under the rubric of Islam. So socialists like Carlos the Jackal that turn into Muslims, they make the conversion very smoothly, especially men. I mean, you get to even have more wives, you can beat them. But in every way, you can justify, I'm still a socialist. I'm a socialist and an Islamist. So it works out very smoothly.
And then the feminists say, have sex with Muslims and let them put hijabs on you. This is sexy. And the women go, yes, cut my genitals off and put a hood on me. I'm liberal. Because as long as it's liberal, it's cool.
Well, but I want to take a minute and talk about what's happening, what the big picture is, what's coming next, okay? I wrote an essay, a long essay, a couple years ago. It got reprinted very widely, called When the Music Stops, How Our Cities Will Explode in Violence.
Ooh, that's interesting, because the music stopped with the shooting last night.
One, exactly. Yeah, there you go.
I read that essay years ago. Like, let's put it on screen. Go ahead.
Now, once the Civil War kicks off, it will turn racial. It always does. In the Rwandan context, it was black tribe versus black tribe, but between them it was racial. Hutus versus Tutsis. And even if you were a good-hearted Tutsi that lived with all your Hutu neighbors, or the vice versa, or if you were in Bosnia and you were a Serb living among your Croat friends, or you were a Bosniak Muslim living with your Serbian friends, once this civil war kicks off, your skin or your religion in Bosnia became your ID badge. It didn't matter if you had lots of friends.
It becomes a uniform, because we've had people that whose girlfriends were Hillary supporters, and they literally made their husbands or boyfriends leave InfoWars to do it, and then they would go through Stockholm Syndrome, where the males would then decide it was true and then begin making stuff up in their head.
Yeah, Stockholm Syndrome is very true, and it explains how women can become Islamists also. You know, like, my husband's not beating me anymore. I love the guy. But what's going to happen is, once the Civil War kicks off, so much of our infrastructure, our critical infrastructure nodes, run through our cities. In my novel, Foreign Enemies and Traitors, where the New Madrid earthquake disrupts Tennessee.
No, you just said it. It's just like Puerto Rico, with the Democrats controlling the infrastructure and the trucks. They will hold off the aid and will hijack the power to hold the countryside and other areas hostage.
Right. How many died directly from the hurricane? Not many. What's the big threat? The big threat is that the electronic dome has collapsed. You know, the electrical infrastructure life support dome has collapsed in Puerto Rico. The wind didn't kill many people. In the same way, in a civil war in the United States, bullets aren't going to kill that many people. But what's going to happen is people will start shooting at transformers. If I don't have electricity, why should the enemies across the river have electricity? Everybody gets a vote on the electrical grid in a civil war, in a modern civil war. Shooting at transformers is all it takes. And doing
so the
other
answer
things.
Is, in leftist cities, we've got to have commando teams, once this kicks off, take all the liberal cities and arrest them all immediately, or they'll sabotage the infrastructure. We've got to have the police departments work with us. I'm being serious. I'm not going to command and control this. I'm just putting the idea out. I'm sure the plans are. I know it's already been drawn up, because the left threw it up to take over our cities under the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007. I mean, I'm sure Trump and others have already drawn up the plans to seize control. They've got to do it.
We don't have the personnel. It's impossible. We can barely do Harvey, Irma, and Maria. So,
what happens if military teams go in and take out the Democratic leaders?
I think that the cities will still burn, because anything disrupts the electronics.
And by take out, I mean throw their ass in chains.
But it won't keep the infrastructure running. You can put them against the wall and shoot them. It won't fix the EBT system. When the EBT system collapses, which it will in
any of
these
scenarios.
No, I agree.
So why are these idiots going along with this? And they even admit they're trying to they're such traitors. That's why the private elites have already fled the U.S.
Well, most of them, remember, lemmings are not trying to commit suicide. I read something called Trapping Feral Pigs and Other...
No, I agree, but the virtue-signaling leftist mayors and stuff, they don't even know they're going to be left behind during this.
No, they don't, like the lemmings, they don't know they're heading out to drown. They think that there is some rosy Che Guevara future, you know, it's going to be hell on earth. It's going to be Bosnia times Rwanda. The power goes out in the cities. The infrastructure runs through the cities. The cities, the urban minority populations in the cities, get a veto on
That's right.
infrastructure.
Right. Because are they planning to launch this imminently?
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
If you're a whistleblower or somebody that was there in Las Vegas and you want to call us specifically, if you were there and have intel, please leave the lines open.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
If you are a witness or have intel, like the lady that said that folks came in and said, you better get out of here, you're about to die, which looks very credible and matches the description of some of the other folks that people saw, I'd like to hear from you specifically. Please don't call the normal number. It's 877-789-2539. That's our in-house number, 877-789-2539. 2539, specifically for eyewitnesses, victims, or their families, folks in Vegas, first responders, law enforcement, military, you name it, 877-789-2539. Matt Bracken's our guest. And we're about to get David Knight to pop in with us as well. I'll probably ride shotgun some in the next hour that Jack Posobiec's going to be hosting. And then the War Room's going to go for 3 hours live after that. We've added 6 hours a day of more live radio slash TV transmissions. I'm hiring a lot of other crews, a lot of other researchers, so that we can send people to Vegas, send folks to Puerto Rico. That's all in the works, but it takes money, it takes energy, it takes time. We sell products to do that. InfoWars Store, that's one word, InfoWarsStore.com. And quite frankly, I was up working late last night, and I've been up since 6 a.m., and I've been here at the office since 8 a.m. working, and I'm not tired. But I know as soon as the adrenaline's over in a couple hours and I get off air, that I'm going to be tired for a couple hours. Then I get energy back. But I'm not going to be tired because I don't even do it every day. A lot of folks take them all the time, take two or three of them. I just take one every couple days when I need it, sometimes a couple more if I'm, you know, really working 24 hours a day when I do Coast to Coast AM. I've got a Brain Force Plus, now a stronger pill, 20% more caplets, powder caplets, so you absorb it better in each bottle. 50% off. And by the way, I'm not doing 50% off because it's hard to sell. It is overall our best seller. It's been sold out for months. I'm doing it because we just got a giant shipment in, the biggest ever. It's so popular. And I want you to try it. So we don't raise the price and then lower it and say it's 50% off. Everybody that's ordered it will know this is 50% off. Our last biggest special was 40, but you bought so much of it that I can lower the price even more. In fact, theoretically, if you ordered enough of it, I could sell it for like a dollar above what it costs if you ordered millions of bottles of it, but that's not how it works. But when you order thousands and thousands more bottles, I can lower the price as we sell more because I want you to have it. I want you to try it. I want you to experience it. It's $19.95. Leading competitors are $70 for a similar compound. We normally sell it for $40. It's $19.95 right now. It's got everything in it. So check it out for yourself. It's amazing. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139, or InfoWarsLife.com. I'm going to take my Brain Force right now. Again, thank you all for making this transmission possible. Now, Matt Bracken's going to split the time in this segment with David Knight. Will be hosting the rest with me coming up in the next segment. Matt will continue, but just briefly, Matt. The left says they're launching the civil war. They're going for broke now. They know they're losing. You've got martial law in Catalan over in Spain. You've got jihadists attacking every day. Clearly, all over the world, the left allied with Islam is making its move. The attacks on a graph are going straight up. And so it's going to go from every day to every 6 hours soon. Like you talked about years ago about how it would just suddenly metrically increase. And I think we've hit that point.
Yeah, I think so, especially when you consider after the three hurricanes that the federal government is pretty much maxed to its limit. I mean, we've got two of our primary Aegis-class destroyers out of action due to incompetence, signaling how our military has been so infected by the rod of political correctness that we can't even keep a destroyer out of the way of a tanker.
You said it. Everybody's saying it. We have GPS that controls it. That we have saboteurs by Obama everywhere in the military.
Well, and they've just let in people like this lieutenant that's now at the 10th Mountain who was at West Point wearing Che Guevara shirts and nobody turned him in.
And who dreams of killing capitalists on his website.
And who had an Islamist professor at West Point who took this teenage boy to India for a field trip, vacation together, very suspicious. I would guess that they took an off-the-books detour to Pakistan during that trip.
Of course.
Our vaunted NSA and FBI, CIA never flagged this, never saw this. So under Obama, and probably even before then, we've seen the entire federal apparatus staffed with social justice warriors and traitors. So it's not like we're just going to flip a switch and rout the communists, because we have now these communists all through the FBI, CIA, NSA. What's her name? Game show girl, the funny name from Atlanta that was
reality winner.
Yeah, reality winner. What a dick. How the hell did she get a clearance to be
because
working
with
this?
Because it's a total infiltration for this takedown, but they meant to direct it with Hillary before so that it would have government cover. They don't have that now. That's why they should give up. But they're running a bunch of robots and dumbed down useful idiots, as you said, so they can't give up because fire ants don't have brains. They're still going to execute the operation.
That's right. That's right. And I saw Dick Morris on C-SPAN last night. It was recorded, I think, September 19th, talking about his book. I think it's called Rogue State. I thought he was dead on. They've left the stay-behinds. The Obamaites have left their stay-behinds.
They admit they did. They said they put a stay-behind network in the New York Times back in early January of this year. Let's bring David Knight in right now, both of you co-hosting together. David Knight, host, of course, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. The Real News, it's David Knight's Real News is actually the name of the show officially. David, give us your breakdown on what you see happening here.
Well, you know, Alex, regardless of who the shooter was, regardless of what's going to be coming, what is happening immediately is Hillary Clinton coming out after gun control legislation that's in Congress right now. And this would be legislation to remove some of the controls that have been put on there. And of course, we have the SHARE Act. Part of that is the Hearing Protection Act. Hillary Clinton came out and she said they ran from the sound of the gunfire. Imagine if there had been silencers there, because part of this is to remove some of the restrictions, onerous restrictions that are on suppressors. And we understand that even in European countries where they have heavy gun control, you don't have to have restrictions on purchase or possession of suppressors in some of those countries. But Alex, what they're talking about here is also reciprocity. That's a big part of this gun control act, to allow people to not face the kind of legal jeopardy that people who have already been vetted as concealed carry owners, if they travel to places like New Jersey, they can face very serious penalties. They don't know the state laws there. So after the Scalise shooting, there was a move for people to, we thought this was going to go through, yet the liberals see the Scalise shooting as something that enforced their hand in all of this, and we have
seen
them use
the false
flags.
Oh, yeah, instead of the fact for them calling for revolution and everything, out of the gates before we even know what's going on, they're branding white males conservatives. I mean, it's like Trudeau in Canada when a Somali runs over a bunch of people, says we must eradicate white supremacy as a response, like saying you deserve to die, you're white. It's their weird religion, and it's white people pushing it.
Yeah, I want to point out to people that, you know, if you've got a war going on, there's three things that happen. They want to stop you from moving, they want to stop you from communicating, and they want to stop you from shooting. They want to put things in control that are going to control the internet, that are going to be more gun control. They don't want to take any of the gun control that they put on. They don't want any of that to disappear. And they're also going to be coming after our movement. These are all things that are happening now, and these are things that we need to be aware of. And this is the push to push this stuff back. These are firearms laws, and when they talk about the fully automatic guns that we use in this, and I sat there and listened to this in quarter speed, and I could count about 100 rounds in the first initial burst of this coming very rapidly, coming very consistently. So they're going to come after the high-capacity magazines. They're going to talk about fully automatic weapons. But people need to understand that you have existing laws right now that make it very difficult, if not impossible,
to
get a fully automatic gun.
I think we've won the intellectual battle. Stay there, David. We're going to come back.
Yeah.
But, Matt, we've got 30 seconds until we go to break. What do you make of our sources that said that he was a basic Antifa and that he was connected to jihadis?
I'd say they got tired of waiting for a right-winger to kick this thing off. They've been trying to goad the right. But I'd say this guy just got tired of waiting and went after his most hated target, patriotic country fans.
And it's confirmed his father was a famous bank robber who did try to kill police and run them over with cars. And his girlfriend did go to the Middle East. And so that's exactly what my sources told me before it was even in the news. And I have sources that were there, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. We'll be back.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother?
Get VirtualShield.com,
the world's easiest to use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust.
Get started today at VirtualShield.com.
Take advantage of our free 30-day trial.
VirtualShield.com.
You have the right to remain private.
Your buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong.
Do you imagine the level of infiltration we now have by a bunch of cutthroat multinational corporations who just want to get rid of middle class populations? They're very cold-blooded about it in their WikiLeaks and their own documents. Then all the dumbed-down people that watch CNN or 60 Minutes or programs like Saturday Night Live that are so incredibly hateful, and you know they're destroying their own future, but they don't care because they hate America. David Knight, I'm going to let you finish up here, and I appreciate you working so hard. We're going to go back to Matt Bracken, but I'm going to ask you the same question I'm about to ask him. What would you call this period in civilization that we are currently in, David? What would you call this time we're in?
Well, I think we've talked about it before. I would go with the term that came up by Strauss and Howe. I would call it the fourth turning. I think history goes in cycles. I think we are well into this cycle. As a matter of fact, I would say that instead of waiting for some war to be the beginning of this fourth turning, I think it actually already started in post 9/11. So I think we're in a situation here where we have seen liberty lose its value to the American people. The promise of security is all that they need, and I think we've got a big fight ahead of us to keep people informed about gun control, because I think they're going on the offensive again. I mean, Hillary immediately went to this legislation that is on the floor now that we're trying to get pushed through, that put some common
sense. Even though
sense.
It's her scumbag, probably her type operative. I mean, it's pretty conclusive. Right. ISO took credit. The guy looks like a leftist. It could be a setup, but it's all pointing towards a real guy.
We've seen them use false flags to get gun control through in the past. Fast and Furious, Gunwalker programs. That was their false flag. And I saw this when I was at the UN. We're covering their vote on the UN arms trade treaty. They had already lost that false flag narrative. They had killed an agent. It got exposed. And so then we had 1 week before they were going to have the vote at the UN arms trade treaty. They had the Aurora, Colorado shooting to try to get the narrative back. They're trying to get
this. Isn't that
the
good news, that everything they touch blows up in their face because no one trusts them?
That's true. And every time we have a shooting like this, they come with both more gun control legislation, or try to stop gun control legislation being removed, and you have the people going out and buying firearms for their protection because of what they just saw in Catalonia, or because of what Kaya Jones told me. She said, look, we had an FBI agent where we were, and he said, I'm on my honeymoon. I don't have a firearm. Does anybody here have a firearm? Amongst all of them, they only had one firearm with seven shots in it. They gave it to him. But that's what we're looking at, and what we saw in Catalonia with the firemen and the local police not being able to protect the voters from the jackbooted thugs that were with the national government because they were outmanned, outgunned. We don't want to see that happen.
And it was bullies beating up women. We've got to keep the Second Amendment. Thank you, David Knight, host every weekday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Coming up, I'm going to co-host with Jack Posobiec for about 20, 30 minutes. Then he has a guest coming on, but we've got witnesses that talk about another middle school shooting in Vegas. George in Las Vegas, friends were there. The guy already dead, two bodies taken out. We're going to talk to him. Leo, Washington State, info on how Vegas shooting was planned. A lot of times they use drills as the covers. The people involved don't know. And they'll send in a shooter, the globalist will, in the drill. Video published a month ago. So we're going to talk to all these callers. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX. We've got 6 minutes left, so Matt Bracken, you've got the floor to make other points as a former Navy SEAL and counterterrorism expert and author who has been predicting this with great precision.
Yep, I think that Fast and Furious is spot on. That was a false flag operation. As far as the federal government doing a mass murder false flag operation, it already happened. It was called Fast and Furious. The intention was what happened, to rack up hundreds of dead Mexicans, blame it on the unbridled gun sales in the USA as a way of stopping so-called assault rifle sales.
And that even came out in the memos they got. Sorry to interrupt, but that even came out of CBS.
Even though it didn't work completely, there was no investigation. Holder, got condemned or, got sanctioned by Congress, but slap on the wrist, nothing happens. A strong memo, a letter in his file. He's making millions as in one of these payola lawyer gigs. But yeah, we've already seen false flags. A lot will depend on the honesty of a hostage team that went in. Are they all going to be deep state goons, or are there going to be some patriots in there? Because if they sanitize the scene, they could turn this guy into a right winger. I mean, he could have all Antifa literature in 1 hour, and the next hour it's all John Birch Society. So we really will depend on the patriotism of the first responders in that hotel room to see what really went on. And also we'll see a lot of the best investigation is done by the weaponized autistics on YouTube and 4chan and things like that, where people will do the work that the FBI used to do when they had honor and integrity, before they just became Stasi goons over the last decade, where even the honorable FBI agents aren't so honorable because all they care about is their paycheck and their pension. They keep their head down and don't say anything while they know that, their reputation is being trashed forever. So, yeah, we're in interesting times. And you said, what would we call this era? I would say this is the pot beginning to boil over era. This is when the ground starts shaking and the weakly attached fruit starts falling off the tree. You know, these are the Scalise shooter, the Las Vegas shooter. These are the most mentally fragmented among the loose cannons.
And the canary in the coal mines for the Civil War.
Absolutely. And I want to mention, while I got a minute, and I've got a big audience, this book is free on Kindle right now. Matt Bracken, Castigo Key. It's $0. If you click it, it'll show that, you know, we have some people interested in conservative fiction, not just, you know, Hollywood, New York, liberal.
Sure, very important. Tell folks, again, it's a free book. The latest in your series has come out. This is the book before that.
Yeah, this is my latest book, which has a 4.9 star rating, like 250 reviews in 2 months.
It's about Islamic sex slavery, but you can put a lot of classified stuff in there because it's a fiction book.
It's my counter jihad novel, but yeah, we're in interesting times. Every day that I wake up with electricity, I say is a good day. One of these days, it's going to be Puerto Rico for all of us. It might not be a hurricane blowing the roof off, but we're going to wake up and the television doesn't turn on, and then after that, all bets will be off.
And again, that's their plan. They admitted it. Why are so many leftists, mayors, and people that know the food's piled up 100 feet in the air at all the ports? Why would they just join in on evil, not deliver the food, work with the unions not to do it, just to get political points? I can't believe there's so many bad people.
Yeah, it's very evil, but that's part of the reason why Puerto Rico was, you know, bankrupt and had such a corrupt infrastructure already. Any money you put into a semi-third world place like Puerto Rico, most of it gets siphoned off to the bosses. You know,
so it really is a morality. It's a morality tale.
It is, and there's no zoning. Everything is graft and corruption down there. So if you send $1 million down there to put up power lines, $900,000 is going to go into somebody's bank account, and $100,000 will go into cheap.
And that's why the head of the union said, we're not going to, until we get big pay raises and stuff, nothing ships. He's admittedly holding everybody hostage and proud of themselves because the evil people in his union love it.
But just remember the difference between Puerto Rico and any city in America is that a hurricane did it to Puerto Rico. But what will kill people in Puerto Rico is the lack of infrastructure. We're all living under an electronic glass dome, like on a moon base. We don't see it because we just see the stars through the invisible dome.
But without it, we become completely dependent.
Completely, and just like people in life support in a hospital, we die. It just, some will die faster, some will die slower. But once this thing kicks off, I don't see how the cities don't burn. The EBT system fails. Food doesn't get delivered to the cities. The cities burn. The infrastructure running through the cities is cut. And then what? Well, it doesn't really matter to the people that want to see this happen what happens to America. The fact that we're in a civil war is enough. That's my gut for them.
My gut tells me we're now there. Matt Bracken, enemiesforeigndomestic.com. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
People should go read his free book right now on Kindle. Let me just briefly tell the viewers and listeners, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have storable food, if you don't have basic generators, if you don't have firearms, you're crazy. I've got all that. What I don't have is a place out in the country. I have one with my parents, but it's too far away. I've just been so busy fighting. My wife got the farmhouse and the well and the solar and all the rest of it when she divorced me, which is fine. So my children are over there part of the time they have that. But I am now really understanding that I've been offensively trying to stop this. And I've got to scrabble around and try to just gear up more. I got food and water and filters and basic solar at my house, but I've just got to start spending some more time taking care of me. And you should do the same thing as well. Plus, it supports the broadcast, the best storable foods out there at the lowest prices. InfoWarsStore.com, 888-253-3139. And we have 50% off on many of the nutraceuticals, but a bunch of those specials like Caveman, 50% off, and others, and Secret 12, 40% off. That's about to end. Rainforest is 50% off because people love it so much, and it's down 20% more each bottle. But I want you to experience it as been sold out, but I want you to experience it so good. So now 50% off. Please support us today. We'll be back with the fourth hour.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor and active shooter kits for $129.90 delivered. Check out the promotion sales tab at KDArmor.com. CADIArmor.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.